Welcome back to Upstate's HealthLink on Air. Linda Cohen here, along with Upstate's Healthy Decisions researcher and psychologist, Dr. Rich O'Neill. Hey, Rich, how you doing?
Hello, Linda. Good morning.
Now, you're here to talk about this new research on diet soda being linked to diabetes for this week's checkup from the neck up.
Yes, Linda. Researchers from France's National Health Research Agency, they followed some 66,000 French women for 14 years, and they found that women drank roughly twice as much diet soda as sugar-sweetened soda. No surprise. And they found that the more sweetened soda, regular or diet, the women drank, the more likely they were to develop type 2 diabetes.
Wow.
And surprisingly, the real surprise was diet soda was even worse than sugar soda by a long shot.
Wow, that is surprising. But when you say linked,
yeah,
does that mean there might be a cause and effect relationship, but not necessarily?
Yeah. We can't be totally confident. We know for certain that excess sugar consumption causes diabetes. But there have been some other studies not showing this link between diet soda and diabetes. So this is what I call early warning radar research. The alarm went off, and it keeps going off, but we're not completely sure if it's from a giant group of geese or an incoming missile. But we should be on guard and really take this seriously.
And check it out, I guess.
But yes, they want to do more research.
What are the researchers saying, though? I don't get it, as to why diet soda might cause diabetes. Is that because overweight people are more likely to drink diet soda and the excess weight is the cause?
Well, excess weight does cause diabetes, but no. The researchers controlled for weight in this case, and the link was still there. So we know for sure that the diet soda sweetener aspartame causes a spike in insulin in your body. And that might be causing metabolic syndrome, which causes obesity, heart disease, and diabetes. And other research has been setting off alarms about diet soda, too. Another recent study showed a link between diet soda and stroke and heart attack, and another one between diet soda and, surprise, a bigger waistline.
Wow. Well, how much soda are we really talking about here, though?
Really small amounts, Linda, is amazing, certainly by American standards. One can of diet soda a week was linked to a 15% increased risk of diabetes. Drinking 3 to 4 cans a week was linked to an almost 60% increased risk.
Wow. Well, what about something like fruit juice?
Well, they looked at that too, and they found no link between drinking 100% natural fruit juice and diabetes. So we're safe there in moderation, but we're not talking about the juice with added sugar or artificial sweetener, just 100% natural squeeze juice.
You know, but how do you make the change? I mean, what's the psychology in getting off of diet soda or regular soda for that matter?
Well, if we've been drinking it for a long time, we actually have a craving link that's grooved into the neurons in our brains from that habitual behavior. It only takes about 2 to 4 weeks of breaking the link to overcome the craving. And you can separate the craving for the carbonation from the craving for diet soda, from the sweetness. Just mix some fruit juice with some seltzer water.
So what do you do when people say, you know, now you're going to take away my diet soda? I mean, I really want to drink whatever I want.
Yeah, I was telling a friend of mine about this study, and he said, oh, no, not the soda police.
Right.
Of course, it's your right to drink whatever you want. That's what I tell people. But getting caught up in the they're forcing me and I won't is just a diversion, actually, from making that healthy decision for yourself. Do you want to be healthier or not? Don't get all caught up in the they're forcing me and not forcing me.
Yeah, but a lot of people feel at this point that they need to, that first of all, the research changes every day.
Yeah.
And they need to assert their own independence. I mean, how then can they, you know, live comfortably with themselves?
Yeah, well, let me tell you a little story. A few years back, I saw a Gahan Wilson cartoon of some executives sitting around a boardroom table. One guy is saying, I've got it. Let's make it addictive. And then, just a couple weeks ago, I read an amazing article from the New York Times Magazine on the food companies working for decades to engineer junk food to exploit the brain's evolutionarily based desire for foods with salt and fat and sweetness. They manipulate the amount before, as they design the food, and even what they call the, quote, mouthfeel of junk foods to get you to buy and eat as much as possible. Decades ago, their own food scientists called their CEO's attention to the link between these foods and the obesity epidemic for kids and adults, which keeps getting worse. No response from the food company's execs, CEOs. They said full steam ahead. So if we want to channel our evolutionarily based desire for freedom to survive as our own person, we can rebel against the food companies really trying to addict us to unhealthy food and drink instead.
Yeah, but so, I mean, how do you do it? I mean, you don't have to go cold turkey?
You don't have to go cold turkey. In psychology, again, there's this concept of harm reduction, where as you're thinking about changing, first off, you want to can overcome the hurdle of thinking, I'll be deprived forever, so I can't quit this at all. Just by promising yourself to have one soda occasionally as a special treat. But also this harm reduction idea is that when you're thinking, okay, am I going to have the diet soda or am I going to have fruit juice? Or am I going to have tea or coffee or water or milk or, you know, some healthy thing? You think to yourself, well, how much harm do I want to cause to myself? Right?
Good question.
How much harm? So do I want to have 60% greater chance of having diabetes or heart disease or stroke? Or do I want to reduce that? And that can help us make the decision to cut back. And eventually, I know this from quitting eating cheese doo-doos myself. Eventually, it just drops out. Your brain says, that's really not healthy for me. I'm not going to do it.
Wow. Well, that's hopeful. Anyway, in light of all this stuff, so yes. let's hope that this information helps some people get rid of the diet soda.
Yeah, me too.